各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Peace to all brothers and sisters.
我们下午跟大家来谈神在东方设立伊甸园。
Our topic for this afternoon is God planted the Garden of Eden in the east.
我们请看创世纪第二章。
Let's turn to the book of Genesis, chapter 2.
早上我们谈到第一节到第三节。
This morning we talked about verse 1 to verse 3.
就是神六日造天地万物这个工作完毕之后，神在第七日就歇下了他一切创造的工作了。
For 6 days God created the heavens and the earth, and he finished his work. On the 7th day God rested.
神就定第七日为圣日。
He blessed the 7th day and hallowed it.
有没有来纪念神一切的创造。
This is a day that God has given us to remember Him for His creation.
让我们能够生发敬畏、感恩、信靠的心出来。
So that we can have a heart of reverence for our Lord.
因为天地万物是神为我们人类有一个居住的地方而来创造的。
The heavens and the earth were created so that humans have a place to live.
神把它定为圣日。
And therefore God hallowed the seventh day.
神是圣的。
God is holy.
就是属神的日子。
So this day is a day that belonged to God.
也是一个分别为圣的一个证据。
It is also a proof that we are sanctified.
所以属神的子民以色列人他们绝对坚守安息圣日。
The people of God, the people of Israel, they would definitely observe the Sabbath.
我们今天呢，是神的儿女，我们更应该要在安息圣日显出我们信仰的见证证据出来。
We are also the children of God. Therefore, as proof of that, we must also observe the Sabbath.
是神从万民当中把我们分别出来。归属他的。
It is God who elected us out of the millions of people so that we belong to Him.
并且安息日也是神对我们人的一个赐福的日子。
The Sabbath day is also a day of blessing for us.
安息日也是为人设立的。
The Sabbath day was instituted for men.
要我们六日的工作结束之后。
So that after we have worked for 6 days,
第七日来享受神为我们预备的这个安息。
On the 7th day, we can enjoy the rest God has prepared for us.
让我们在安息圣日，身心都能够得享安息。
On the 7th day, both physically and emotionally, spiritually, we can be at rest.
并且借着这个世上的安息，让我们不住的去仰望天国永远的安息。
Through this physical rest that God has blessed us, we can look up and hope for the eternal rest.
所以在希伯来书第四章八节到十一节提到以色列人神借着约书亚带领他们进入了应许的迦南地。
In Hebrews chapter 4, verses 8 to 10, it describes Joshua bringing the people of God into the promised land of Canaan.
虽然迦南地是一个牛奶与蜜的地方，
The land of Canaan is the land of milk and honey.
是神应许给他们为产业的地方，
It is the land that God has promised His people.
但是圣经说，如果约书亚让他们在迦南地享受了安息，
But the Bible tells us that if Joshua has brought rest to the people in the land of Canaan,
那神就不必再重新提到这个另外一个安息日的安息。
Then there is no need for God to institute the day of Sabbath.
其实呢，神给我们的安息不只是在地上，更要紧的是在神的国里面享受那永永远远的安息。
In fact, the rest that God promises is not only pertaining to our life on earth.Rather, it also pertains to our eternal rest in the heaven of king, in the kingdom of heaven.
所以借着神所制定的这个安息日，也就是让我们在灵性上、信仰上 接受一个操练。
It is through the institution of the Sabbath day that we, both spiritually and physically, gets to be trained.
让我们呢、啊、在安息日真的身心都真正的能够得享安息。
We can train ourselves to truly enjoy the peace and rest on this holy day.
这是神对我们的赐福。
This is a blessing from God.
并且让我们呢、啊、仰望。将来那永远的安息。
At the same time, we get to look up and hope towards the future of the eternal rest.
所以我们在安息圣日啊，我们就真的要能够接力的进入这个安息。
And therefore, on this day, we must strive hard to get some rest.
我们在每天的生活上，真的要靠神，身心都得享安息。
In our everyday life, we must rely on God so that we can.Find rest both physically and spiritually.
也让我们预备将来进入那永远的安息。
We are also preparing ourselves to enjoy the eternal peace in the future.
这也是神制定安息圣日的意义。
This is also the purpose for instituting the Sabbath day.
那从第四节到第七节这段时间呢、啊？这段经文是摩西在补充神六日对我们人类的创造。
Chapter 2, verse 4 to verse 7 is a supplement to the sixth day where God created humans.
这里提到创造天地的来历。
Here it talks about the creation of the heavens and the earth.
原来的意思也是创造天地之后的发展和它所发生的事情。
It talks about the development of humankind since the creation.
啊，那这段圣经我们就留待啊，这个创世纪查经的时候，我们再继续讲。
And we will talk about this part when we study the book of Genesis in our seminar.
现在我们要从第八节看。
Now we will start from verse 8.
第八节到十七节。
Verse 8 to verse
17. 这里第八节开始提到耶和华神、啊、在东方的伊甸立了一个园子，把所造的人安置在那里。
Verse 8 says, And the Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and there he put the man whom he had formed.
那耶和华神呢，就是各样的树从地里长出来，并且可以悦人的眼目，其上的果子好做食物，啊，那在园当中呢，又有一棵叫生命树，和另外一棵叫分别善恶的树。
Verse 9 says, And out of the ground the Lord God made to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
哎，并且在这个伊甸园里面还有河。
And in this Garden of Eden, there is also a river.
从一个河再分支成四道河。
This river is then divided to become four rivers.
所以第十节说有河从伊甸流出来，来滋润那园子，从那里分为四道。
Verse 10 says, A river flowed out of Eden to water the garden, and there it divided and became four rivers.
第一道叫比顺河，就是环绕哈菲拉全地的，在那里有金子。
Verse 11, The name of the first is Pishon. It is the one which flows around the whole land of Havilah, where there is gold.
那十二节提到，那地的金子啊，是好的。在那里又有珍珠、红玛瑙。
Verse 12, And the gold of that land is good bdellium, and onyx stones are there.
十三节说，那第二道的河叫基顺河。
Verse 13 says, The name of the second river is Gihon.
它是围绕着整个古实全地的。
It is the one that flows around the whole land of Cush.
这个古实啊，是东方这个古实，不是啊啊非洲的古实啊。
This Kush is Kush of the East, not Kush of Africa.
那十四节提到第三道河叫西底结河。
Verse 14 says, the name of the third river is Tigris.
它是流在亚述的东边。
Which flows east of Assyria.
那第四道河叫做伯拉河。
The fourth river is the Euphrates.
啊，那这四道园伊甸园里面啊，这四道河经过啊这个地壳的变动啊啊以后啊，就留下两道河。
These four rivers, through the age of time and geological events, there are now only two rivers left.
就是现在还在存在的，就是幼发拉底河和伯拉大河。幼发拉底河。
The one that remains now is the Euphrates.
哎，圣经叫古时叫西底结河，那现在的名称啊叫幼发拉底河。
And also the Tigris.
哎，另一个就是啊、这个伯拉大河。
So the two rivers that now exist would be the Tigris and the Euphrates.
啊，那伊甸园除了有这个河之外。
Besides a river that flows through the Garden of Eden,
伊甸园里面又有金子、珍珠、玛瑙。
There are also gold, bdellium, and onyx stone.
那十五节这边提到，耶和华神啊，将那人啊，就安置在伊甸园，使他来修理看守。
Verse 15 says, The Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to till it and keep it.
16节谈到，那神，耶和华神啊，就吩咐人说，园中所有的果子，你可以随意吃。
16, and the Lord God commanded the man, saying, You may eat freely of every tree of the garden.
这个随意吃啊，啊，本来意思是可以，你可以尽情的去吃去享受。
To eat freely means that the man can enjoy every fruit of the tree.
十七节。
17.
只是呢，分别善恶树上的果子，你不可吃。
But of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat.
因为你吃的日子必定死。
For in the day that you eat of it, you shall die.
啊，这是神在东方的伊甸园。啊，设立这个伊甸园的情况。
So this is what happened when God planted the Garden of Eden.
那这个东方的伊甸园就是一表进入属灵的教会。
The Garden of Eden in the East, prefigures the church of today.
我们看一下耶利米书31章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 31.
耶利米书31章。
Jeremiah chapter 31.
11节、12节。
Verses 11 and 12.
因为耶和华救赎了雅各，救赎他脱离比他更强之人的手。十二节
12.
他们要来到锡安的高处歌唱，又流归耶和华施恩之地，就是有五谷、新酒、汗油并羊羔、牛犊之地。他们的心必像浇灌的园子，他们必不再有一点愁烦。所以这段圣经呢，这个当然不只是神所应许的现在的这个以色列地。
These two verses not only talks about the promised land of Israel.
其实这个就是预表神在末世所建立的神的教会。
In fact, it prefigures the church that God will establish in the later times.
哎，虽然属肉的以色列人是虽然成立了一个国家，但是从世界看来是一个小国，人口很少的。
Even though the people of Israel has restored their nation, but to the world that nation is very small and the population is low.
但是神给他们一个极大的应许。
Yet God has given them a great promise.
雅各的神要救他们脱离比他更强的人的手。
For the Lord has ransomed Jacob and has redeemed him from hands too strong for him.
你看，在1948年5月14号独立出来的以色列国。
In 1948, May the 14th, the nation of Israel was restored.
按照神的应许，他复国了。
According to the promise of God, Israel was restored.
但是仍然是一个小国，人口那么少。
Yet it is a small nation and the population is low.
并且周围被这个亚拉伯国家这些回教国家把它包围着。
Furthermore, it was surrounded by the Muslim countries.
以色列建国到今天没有一天呢、是安静的，是平安的。
From the day their nation was restored till today, they have not enjoyed one single day of peace.
也就是说，自从建国以来，不断的有战争发生。
Which means ever since the restoration of Israel, they have been constantly battling.
但是，因为神跟他们的祖宗亚伯拉罕的立约应许，所以对以色列国属肉的这些国度，还是不断的在眷顾他们。
Yet because of the promise that God has made to their ancestor Abraham, the nation of Israel is still enjoying protection from God.
虽然不断有战争，
although they are constantly battling against their neighbors,
但是耶和华神还是救赎他脱离比他更强的人的手。
Yet our Lord will redeem them from hands too strong for them.
在这里提到他们来到锡安高处歌唱。
Verse 12 says that they have come and sang aloud on the height of Zion.
我们知道锡安山是指着神的山。
We know that Zion refers to the mountain of God.
在锡安山上有耶路撒冷城。
On Mount Zion, there is the city of Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷就是神在那里建造圣殿的地方。
And the city of Jerusalem is where God built His holy temple.
也就是神在那里施恩的地方。
It is also the place where God will shower His blessings.
神所同在的地方。
It is the place where God abides with.
其实这个就是预表神所建立的教会。
In fact, it prefigures the church that God will build.
所以他们的心必像浇灌的园子一样。
So their life shall be like a watered garden.
在神的国里面。
They shall be living in the nation of God.
有神的眷顾。
They shall be protected by God.
有神的特别的保护看顾。
And God shall look after His people.
今天我们在神的园子里面。
Today we're living in a garden of God.
只要我们能够保守自己在神的爱中。
As long as we can keep ourselves within the boundaries of God and His love.
只要我们懂得全身的交托信靠。
As long as we know that we must submit ourselves to God.
我们在主的爱里面必然一点愁烦都没有。
Indeed, we shall not find any sorrow in the Lord.
当然啦、这个也预表到将来天国永远的福分。
It also prefigures in the future that we shall receive blessings.
我们再参考以赛亚书51章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 51.
第三节。
Verse 3.
以赛亚书51章第三节。
Isaiah chapter 51, verse 3.
耶和华神安慰锡安和锡安一切的荒场，使旷野像伊甸，使沙漠像耶和华的园囿，在其中必有欢喜、快乐、感谢和歌唱的声音。确实今天呢、我们生活在神的爱中，神的教会里面。
It is true that today we're living in the love of God, we're living in His church.
神要让我们的心地啊，从荒场旷野变成伊甸，充满着生命力的。
God will turn our heart, which used to be like the wilderness, will become a garden of the Lord.
在伊甸园里面呢，有欢喜、快乐、感谢和歌唱的声音。
Because there in the Garden of Eden, we shall find joy and gladness.
所以这里很清楚的提到，这个伊甸园就是预表神同在的真教会。
So the Garden of Eden prefigures the church where God abides.
我们再看回来《创世纪》第二章第八节。
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 2, verse 8.
这里特别提到这个伊甸园是神在东方设置的。
Here it specifically mentions that God planted a garden in Eden in the east.
神创造了天地万物之后，
After God has created everything in this world,
使这个地啊从虚空变为非常充实。
He has turned this empty and voided world into something full of life.
从混沌的情况里面变得非常有秩序。
From an earth without form and void, he has put in some order.
从黑暗面黑暗中充满着光明。
From the darkness of the deep, God has filled this world with light.
这都是神对我们人类的救赎。
These are the salvations that God has showered upon us.
信主以及信主之后心境的改变。
There is a change in you after you have believed in the Lord.
刚才我们听一位弟兄做见证。
Earlier, I have heard of a brother who testified to me.
他绝对决定这一次灵布道会要受洗。
He said that he have decided to accept water baptism this upcoming spiritual convocation.
他说，自从一年前呢，他决定要归入神的教会之后。
He says, ever since a year ago, he has decided to become a sheep in the fold of God.
他整个心态啊改变了。
His whole attitude of life has changed.
以前每天早上一起来就头痛。
In the past, when he wake up every morning, he would have a headache.
就很多的思事杂物缠绕着他。
There are many things keeps bothering him.
但是自从来到教会，神开启了他的心窍。
Ever since he came into the world, God has opened up his mind.
能够以谦卑的心来领受神的话语之后，
With a heart of humility, he accepted the word of God.
他整个心境啊改变了。
And his whole attitude towards life has changed.
他说，他每天早上一醒过来，心中充满着喜乐和平安。
He said every morning he wakes up, he would be filled with joy and peace.
真的，我们在神的原子里面就是这样。
Indeed, that is the state that we will find ourselves in when we are in the Garden of God.
那这个伊甸园呢，是神在这个大地上划定的，自己设置的，
this、
特别设置的。
This is a garden that God has established, has specially set up on the earth.
今天神的教会也是一样，是神亲自啊建立起来的。
Today, the Church of God is likened to the garden which God has specifically set up for him by himself.
看希伯来书第八章。
Let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 8.
希伯来书第八章。
Hebrews, chapter 8.
第二节。
Verse 2.
八章第二节。
Chapter 8, verse 2.
在圣所就是真帐幕做执事，这帐幕是主所知的，不是人所知的。这里圣所就是真帐幕。
Here the sanctuary is the true tent.
在圣经里面谈到真是指着真神，指着属灵的。
The word true in the Bible usually refers to God or spiritual realm.
所以主耶稣说，我是真葡萄树。
Jesus said that I am the true vine.
是指着属灵的葡萄树，
referring to the spiritual vine，
属神的葡萄树，
or the vine that belongs to God。
这个圣所也是一样，
same with this sanctuary，
是真帐幕，帐幕就是神临在的地方嘛。
It is the true tent, the tent where God dwells。
有约柜，
There is the tabernacle，
有神临在，
There is the ark，
有神在那边施恩。
And that is the place where God is.
所以这个真帐幕就是预表着 神临在施恩的真教会。
So this tent is the place or the church where God showers His blessings upon.
那这死神的神的教会啊，是神亲自啊建立起来的，不是经过人手来建立的。
If it is a church belonging to God, then this is a church set up by God, not by man.
啊，是主耶稣到世上来的时候，这个神让旧约的律法成全在耶稣基督身上。
When Lord Jesus came into the world, God has allowed the laws of Moses to be fulfilled on Jesus.
他亲自来把教会建立起来。
God personally came into the world to set up the church.
当他复活升天的时候，
when he resurrected,
给门徒一个应许，
he gave his disciples a promise.
我去要差保惠师来。
When I leave, the counselor will come.
哎，就是真理的圣灵。
And this is the
spirit of truth. 他来了，就要永远与你们同在。
When the counselor comes, he will be with you forever.
哎，所以主耶稣复活升天之后，凭着主耶稣的应许，门徒在耶路撒冷等候。
Since the ascension of Lord Jesus, the disciples gathered in Jerusalem, waiting for the descending of the Holy Spirit.
他们都同心合意的恒切祷告，要领受那上头来的能力。
They stayed together and prayed together, waiting for the power from above.
是在使徒行传第二章五旬节的时候，果然主应许的圣灵降临了。
Therefore, in Acts chapter 2, on the day of the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit descended on the disciples.
借着圣灵的能力，
through the power of the Holy Spirit,
借着神的应许，
through the promise of God,
使徒的教会就这样建立起来了。
The apostolic church was set up.
一天受洗三千人，
3,000 were baptized in one day.
神与教会同在，神迹奇事显明。
God was with His church, and there were signs of wonders.
教会发展非常的迅速。
The church flourished at that time.
从犹太的耶路撒冷，好像一个芥菜种那么小小的，结果福音很快的就传到地极了。
From Jerusalem, the church is likened to a small mustard seed. It quickly grew and spread, and was preached to the ends of the world.
芥菜种就成了树了。
This mustard seed has grown into a tree.
表明教会的发展非常的迅速。
It describes how fast the church has progressed.
但是非常可惜。
Unfortunately.
耶稣讲到芥菜种比喻的时候啊，就说后来有飞鸟在其上筑了巢了。
In the parable of the mustard seed, Jesus said that later on, some birds came and built its nest in the tree.
在马太福音十三章里面，主耶稣所讲的这个七比喻里面呢、啊，这个飞鸟就是指着撒旦。
In the seven parables that Jesus gave in Matthew chapter 13, birds refers to Satan.
所以讲撒种比喻的时候，说种子有撒在路旁的石头、地上的荆棘里面的，哎。飞鸟来就把这个稻吃掉了。
So in the parable of the sowing of the seed, the seeds fell on the stony ground, or among the thorns, or on a fertile ground, and birds came and took the seeds away. The birds refer to Satan.
是主耶稣讲马太福音啊十三章这个七比喻一开始就提到这个飞鸟啊是指着撒旦。
In Matthew chapter 13, the beginning of the seven parables, Jesus has already mentioned that the birds refer to Satan.
啊，所以在这个啊，芥菜种变成树的时候，长成树的时候，有飞鸟来住在其上。
So when the mustard seed grew to become a tree, the birds came and built nests on it.
也就是啊，撒旦进入了教会。
It means Satan has entered into the church.
哎。在那边筑巢了
and has built his nest in the church.
保罗也提过啊，《使徒行传》二十章二十八节以下。
Paul also mentioned the book of Acts, chapter 20, verse 28.
对以弗所的信徒众长老说：“我去之后，必有豺狼进入你们当中。”
Paul says to the members in Ephesus, saying that after I leave, there shall be jackals coming and staying in this church.
引诱他们离开真道。
And the jackals will lead you astray.
哎， 真的芥菜种成了树之后，飞鸟来在里面筑巢了。
Indeed, the mustard seed grew into a tree, and birds came and built nests.
在使徒的末期，哎，撒旦进入教会，并且在教会里面筑巢了。
Towards the end of the apostolic age, Satan entered into the church and built his nest in the church.
掌握了教会了。
Satan got control over the church.
再过来，主耶稣讲呢，就是面酵的比喻。
Next, Jesus talked about the parable of the yeast.
哎，有个妇人来。拿了酵放在三斗啊面里面，是整团滑起来的。
A woman came and put some yeast into some dough, and the whole dough raised.
面预表真理。
The flowers refers, or the dough refers to the truth.
面酵在圣经里面预表异端、邪恶。
And yeast in the Bible refers to heresy and evil.
结果面酵放进面粉里面。整个面呢、啊，全团滑起来了。
So when the yeast was mixed in with the dough, the whole dough raised.
整个教会啊，已经属化败坏了。
The whole church has become secular and corrupted.
所以到第二世纪末的时候，圣灵就离开教会了。
Towards the end of the second century, the Holy Spirit left the church.
教会完全变成人欲教会。
The whole church became secular, full of human wills.
属化了。
It has become secular.
虽然在第三世纪的时候，啊，罗马皇帝君士坦丁信了主。
Even though in the third century, the Roman Emperor Constantine became a believer of Christ.
本来一个逼迫基督教非常严重的国家，竟然就成为基督教，基督教成为他们的国教。
The Roman Empire used to be anti-Christ and would persecute Christians, but ever since Constantine believed in the Lord, the whole nation becomes a Christian country. Or nation.
所以整个逼迫过去了。
So the persecution of the church is over.
信徒过着非常安逸的生活。
And members begin to lead a peaceful life.
受了罗马帝国非常优惠保护。
They have enjoyed the protection from the Roman government.
好像是好事。
This seems to be good for the members.
其实是坏事的开始。
But in fact, it is the beginning of their trouble.
安逸的生活会使人呐、啊、松懈了。
Because a person who loses their alarm when they are living in peace.
在信仰上失去警醒了。
They have lost the alertness they should have in their faith.
反而教会整个慢慢的俗化败坏了。
And this has caused the church to become more secular and more corrupted.
真的，面粉呐、啊、发酵了。
Indeed, the dough has raised.
整个教会的真理变质了。
The truth of or the gospel of the church was corrupted.
所以在1054年的时候
，In the year 1054,
教会就开始产生了分裂。
The church began to divide.
也就是分裂之后，就是成为西方的罗马天主教。
When it divided, one section becomes the Roman Catholics.
东方的希腊正教。
And in the East would be the Greek Orthodox.
就是1054年教会分裂了。
In the year 1054, the church divided into two.
哎，到1517年。
And until the year 1517.
天主教的教父马丁路德。
One of the fathers of the church, Martin Luther.
哎。他发现呐、啊，教会已经呐、啊、背离了圣经真理。
He realized that the church has already departed and gone astray from the truth.
所以他起来改革宗教。
So he led the reform movement.
他的口号呢就是复原，复原，恢复到原来使徒教会。
His slogan was to restore the church to the apostolic times.
整个教会啊的做法要归为圣经真理
，which means the whole church must return back to the Bible.
因为圣经就是我们信仰的准则
，because the Bible is the standard of our faith.
背离圣经就背离神
，if you have departed from the Bible, you have departed from God.
所以马丁路德就颁布了教廷95条的罪状
，so Martin Luther lists out 95 sins that are the mistakes of the church.
教廷就下令。 要逮捕马丁路德。
The papacy then announced that they, Martin Luther should be captured and put in prison.
马丁路德是德国人。
Martin Luther is a German.
他就逃回德国。
And he fled back to Germany.
受了德国的保护。
He was under the protection of the German king.
哎，基督教就正式的从天主教分裂出来。
And from then on, Christianity, or rather, Christian churches separated from the Catholics.
就成为我们今天啊所说的基督教。
And becomes what we know as Christian today, Christian churches.
所以我们又称啊，天主教叫老教会，基督教叫新教。
And that's why we call the Catholic Church as the old church, and the Christian churches as the new church.
但是非常可惜的啊。
Yet, unfortunately, once again,
马丁路德虽然有这个改革宗教的心智，
Martin Luther may have the desire to reform the church.
哎，知道不能背离圣经。
He understood that we must abide or keep to the Bible.
要复原，要回到始祖时代圣经的真理里面。
That we must restore the church back to the apostolic days.
但是非常可惜的，就是那个时候神应许的晚以圣灵还没有降临。
Unfortunately for him, the promised Spirit, Holy Spirit, the promised descending of the Holy Spirit in the latter times have not come.
只是一股爱神、爱真理的心。
All he had was a desire to love God.
哎，但是没有办法完全恢复圣经真理。
By himself, Martin Luther could not completely reform the church.
在约翰福音十六章十二节、十三节。
In John chapter 16, verse 12 and verse 13,
主耶稣说：“我有很多事要告诉你们，你们没有办法领悟，不能了解。”
Lord Jesus said to his disciples that I have many things I want to tell you, but at this point, at this time, you cannot understand them.
啊，因为神的作为啊，真是奥秘的。
The ways of our Lord is mysterious.
神的救恩，基督的降临，神一切啊。救恩的成全真是奥秘。
The salvation of God, the birth of Jesus Christ, these are all mysteries to us.
圣经告诉我们奥秘事啊是属乎神的。
The Bible tells us that all the mysteries belong to God.
除非神要启示人，或者人没有办法了解神奥秘的事情。
Unless God reveals His mystery to us, it would be impossible for us to understand them.
所以马丁路德改革宗教之后，啊，很快的就跟他的同工支运里，因为对圣餐的看法不同，马上就分裂了，又分裂。
And Martin Luther started the Reform movement, and however. With his partner Zwingli, they both hold different views on the Holy Communion. Therefore, they parted their ways.
就是成为后来基督教的两大宗派。
And these two led two major sects of the Christian churches.
路德宗和信义宗。
The Lutherans and the Baptists.
哎，但是人一直用人的意识要了解圣经。结果个人的看法不同，结果教会啊就一再的分裂分裂，到今天全世界单单基督教派就有1000多教派。
And due to different views of different church fathers and leaders, the Christian denominations began to divide again and again, and that is why till today we have over 1,000 different Christian denominations.
同样拜天上一位真神，
We are worshiping the same God in heaven.
同样相信一位救主耶稣。
We all believed in the same Savior, Jesus Christ.
同样看一本圣经。
We all read the same Bible.
为什么变成这么多的教派？
Why is it that there are so many different denominations?
我们看哥林多前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多前书第二章。第十节
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 10，
这里说只有神借着圣灵向我们显明，因为圣灵啊参透万事，就是神深奥的事情也参透了。十一节
11，
除了 在人里头的灵，谁能够知道人的事呢？像这样，除了神的灵，也没有人知道神的事。十二节。
12.
我们所领受的，并不是世上的灵，乃是从神来的灵，叫我们能知道神开恩赐给我们的事情。十三节。
13.
并且我们讲说这些事，不是用人智慧所指教的言语，乃是用圣灵所指教的言语，将属灵的话解释属灵的事。十四节。
14.
然而属血气的人不能领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙，并且啊不能知道，因为这些事唯有属灵的人才能看透。十五节。
15.
属灵的人能够看透万事，却没有着一个人能够看透他。十六节。
16.
谁知道主的心去教导他呢？但我们有基督的心啊，所以我们要能够明白神啊属灵的奥秘，只有靠着神的灵，我们才能够了解。
To understand the mystery of the Lord, we need revelation from the Spirit of the Lord.
好，所以一直到1917年
，The year 1917，
圣经里面所预言的晚已的圣灵降临了。
The descending of the Holy Spirit of the latter times, the promise of that came true.
我们真耶稣教会也靠着神所应许的晚已的圣灵，在中国的北京建立起来的。
And our church was established through the Holy Spirit of the latter times and established in Beijing, China.
不是人所建立的，乃是主亲自所建立的。
Our church is not established by a man; it is established by God Himself.
圣灵是神的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
教会是靠着神自己把它建立起来的。
And the church was established through the Holy Spirit.
神两次建立教会。
God has twice established His churches.
第一次就是使徒时代的教会。
The first time is during the apostolic age.
就是圣经所预言的早雨的圣灵。
Which is the promise of the earlier rain.
也就是秋雨的圣灵。
Or the fall rain.
哎，秋雨的圣灵，早已的圣灵一降临，这个福音的种子就撒在地上了。
When the Holy Spirit of the earlier rain or the fall rain came, this seed of the gospel was spread to the world.
福音在使徒时代就这样传开来了。
And this is how the gospel was preached to the ends of the world during the apostolic days.
但是经过圣经里面的预言，真的教会经历了冬天了。
Indeed, according to the prophecies in the Bible, the church went through a period of winter.
大地好像死寂一样。
The ground is frozen hard.
哎，但是按照神的应许。
Yet according to the promise of God.
日期满足了。
When the days were filled.
神应许的这个春雨，也就是晚雨，降临了。
The spring rain or the latter rain would come and fall onto the ground.
哎，春雨的降临就是让五谷尽快得到成熟。
When spring rain came, it will bring forth life to the grains.
然后接着夏天就是收割了。
And then during the summertime, it is time for harvest.
所以主耶稣也告诉我，给我们一个预言哦，啊，当无花果树在从开花了，你就知道夏天近了。
Our Lord Jesus also gave us a prophecy. He said, when you see that the fig tree starts to bear fruit, you will know that summer is near.
哎，我们恩固华有很多弟兄姐种了无花果树，现在夏天了，开始结果了，可以采收了。
In Vancouver Church, we have many brothers and sisters planting fig trees at home, and you will realize that your fig trees are beginning to bear fruit, and it's because summer is here.
无花果树就预表以色列国。
The fig tree signifies the nation of Israel.
以色列已经在1948年5月14号啊，好像无花果已经又开始发芽长叶了。以色列建国了。
In 1948, May the 14th, the nation of Israel was restored. It is likened to the fig tree germinating and, and sprouting out leaves.
所以啊，无花果树开花结果了，我们就知道夏天近了。
So when the fig tree began to bear fruit, you will realize that summer is close.
夏天就是收割，夏天就是神要来审判世界的日子。
Summer is a time of harvest. Summer is a time when God will come and judge man.
哎，以色列复国了，神，末世的教会也建立起来了。
The nation of Israel has been restored, and the church of the latter times have been established.
所以我们就知道主来的日子已经在眼前了。
So we know that the day our Lord Jesus comes again is close.
主耶稣也说已经来到门口了。
Our Lord Jesus said that he is already standing at the door.
是主耶稣开始传道的时候就说天国近了，你们要悔改。
And that is why Lord Jesus preached during his ministry that the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
但是主耶稣提醒我们，当无花果树啊开花结果的时候，知道夏天近了，主再临的日子已经来到门口了。
The Lord Jesus tells us that when you see the fig tree begins to bear fruit, you will realize that his day is coming. He is actually standing at the door.
啊，神的教会是靠着神的灵建立起来的，不是靠人的意思建立起来的。
The church of the Lord is established by the Spirit of the Lord, is not established by man.
哎，并且这个伊甸园是设置在东方的。
And also, the Garden of Eden is planted in the east.
神的教会借着圣灵，哎，在犹太地的耶路撒冷建立起来。
The Spirit of the Lord has planted this garden in the east, in the land of in the land of Judah.
犹太地的耶路撒冷是在东方，是就是中东地球的肚脐。
Jerusalem is in the east.And it is also known as the navel of the world.
然后按照神所预言的，哎，伊甸园开在东方，哎，主耶稣说闪电要由东方发出，直照到西方。
According to God's prophecy, the Garden of Eden is in the east, and also lightning shall flash from the east to the west.
将来人子再临也是这样。
And in the future, when the Son of Man comes again, similar incidents will happen.
所以在使徒时代，神借着保罗把福音传到地极，传到西方来。
During the apostolic days, the gospel was preached to the ends of the world through Paul.
当时罗马就可以说是当时的地极，条条大路通罗马。
In those days, Rome can be said to be the ends of the world because all roads lead to Rome.
由东方传到西方。
The gospel was preached from the east to the west.
哎，主耶稣再临也是一样哦，闪电要由东方发出，直照到西方。
And in when the Lord Jesus comes again, the same thing will happen. Lightning will flash from the east to the west.
所以现在西方很多国家很多人啊，哎，我们跟他传福音说，你开玩笑，耶稣是我们西方传给你们的，什么你们东方人来传？传耶稣给我们不是笑话吗？我们信了耶稣几千年了。
Currently, when you try to preach gospel to the Westerners, they may laugh at you and saying that we have been believers, we have been Christians for centuries, and we are the ones who brought Christianity to the East, and now you're preaching it back to us. What a joke!
但是末世的教会是要应验圣经的，大卫倒塌的城墙要重新建立起来的。
But the church of the east is to fulfill the prophecy where the fallen walls of David will once again be built up.
完以圣灵降临的教会就是要恢复使徒时代的教会。
The church of the latter rain will be the one to revive the apostolic church.
然后闪电要再次的由东方照到西方。
And the lightning will shine from the east to the west.
感谢主。现在 末世的真教会，福音真的就由东方传到世界各地，现在已经有传到世界各地有40几个国家了。
And we thank God that the lightning has indeed shone from the east to the west, because presently, the gospel has been preached to over 40 countries.
所以当然我们也更要积极地加紧脚步。
And we must all the more be more active.
来预备主耶稣基督的再临。
We must be more active to prepare for the second coming of the Lord.
启示录第七章第二节。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 7, verse 2.
以西结书43章第二节。
Ezekiel chapter 43, verse 2.
以赛亚书24章15节。
In Isaiah chapter 24, verse 15.
这都是啊，预言到这个末世教会要由东方建立起来，然后照到西方去。
All these verses tells us that the church of the end times will be built in the east, and they shall be preaching the gospel from the east to the west.
在伊甸园里面有各样的果子。
In the Garden of Eden, there are fruits of all kinds.
都悦人眼目，可做食物。
They're pleasing to the eye, and they are good for food.
在神的教会里面，我们信徒就应该要结出果子来。
And as members of the Church of God, we must bear fruit.
每个信徒在生活上、言语上都能够使人得到造就。
And all the members must edify others through their words or through their conduct.
都能够悦人的眼目。
We must all be pleasant to the sight.
让大家能够羡慕我们。
So that people will be jealous of us.
因为我们就是一个见证。
Because we ourselves as a testimony.
并且在园中有生命树。
And in the garden, there is the tree of life.
在神的教会里面有永生。
In the church of God, there is the eternal life.
在伊甸园里面有生命河。
In the garden of Eden, there is a river of life.
在约翰福音第七章37节、39节，主耶稣说：“我来要使你们被圣灵充满，好像肚子里面好像泉水涌上来，直到永生。”
In John chapter 7 verse 37 and verse 39, Jesus said that he came to give us life, so that there is a river of life that wells up from within us.
指着我们信主的人要被圣灵充满。
This refers to the members who will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
伊甸园里面有黄金宝石。
In the Garden of Eden, there is gold and precious gems.
启示录21章18节、21节。
In Revelation chapter 21, verse 18 and verse 21.
在神的圣城里面，不但有生命河，并且呢，河的两旁都有生命树，每个月都结果子。
In the city.Of God, there are rivers, and on the banks of the rivers there will be trees of lives, and each month these trees will bear fruit.
这个圣城是用宝石建造起来。
And this holy city was built on precious gems.
我们知道圣经里面宝石这代表着真理。
We know that in the Bible these precious gems represent the truth.
提摩太前书3章16节。
In Timothy chapter 3, verse 16,
教会就是神的家。
The church is a house of God.
就是真理的柱石和根基。
It is the pillar and the foundation of the truth.
教会是用神的真理建造起来的。
And the church is built on the truth of God.
耶稣基督就是教会的根基。
The Lord Jesus Christ is the foundation of the church.
建立在耶稣基督的真理的基础上面。
So we are built on the foundation of Jesus Christ, on the foundation of truth.
并且神要神所造安置的人在伊甸园要看守修理。
And God has put the man he created into this garden to till and to keep the garden.
我们今天在神的教会里面。
Today we are in the church of God.
我们就必须要固守真道。
And therefore, it is our responsibility to keep the truth.
要为真道激烈的争辩。
To fight for the truth.
不容撒旦来破坏。
We will not allow Satan to lead us astray.
啊，首先的亚当就是失去了警醒，没有善尽呐、啊、看守啊啊修理的职责，所以啊，被这个魔鬼借着蛇来破坏了神整个伊甸园里的秩序了。
The first Adam was not alert enough to keep the garden, and therefore has allowed Satan and the serpent to destroy the order in the Garden of Eden.
哎，教会里面有生命树。
In the church, there is a tree of life.
在这里可以得永生。
In here, you shall receive eternal life.
但是我们不要忘记。
But let us not forget.
在伊甸园里面还有一棵善恶树。
In the Garden of Eden, there is a tree of knowledge of good and evil.
这是神与人的立约的证据。
This is an evidence of God's covenant.
园中所有的果子，你可以尽情去享受。
You can enjoy freely every fruit of the of the tree in the garden.
在神的爱中，我们可以享受丰盛的恩典。
In the love of God, we can enjoy His blessings.
但是我们必须。不可吃善恶树上的果子。
Yet we shall not eat from the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
吃的日子必定死。
For in the day that we eat it, we will die.
神为什么要设置这个善恶树呢？
Why did God put this tree of knowledge of good and evil in the garden?
那是为了维持神国度里面的秩序。
This is to maintain the order in the Garden of Eden.
一个国家必须要有国家的法律。
A nation needs to have laws.
国家设置法律做什么？是不是要束缚人？
What is the purpose of having laws in a nation? Is it to restrict its people?
不是，是要保护那些守法的人。
That is not the case. Rather, the law is there to protect those citizens who are law-abiding.
使他的生命财产得到保障。
So that their life and their possessions will be protected.
法律乃是要刑罚那些不守法的人。
The law is there to punish those who do not keep it.
这是神的公义。
This is the justice of God.
这是一个国度的秩序。
This is the order of a nation.
是神在伊甸园里面设置生命树，还有善恶树。
For that purpose, God has set up a tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil in the Garden of Eden.
只要我们能够坚守神的道，
as long as we keep the laws of the Lord,
神所吩咐的我们要持守，
as long as we hold on to the words of God,
那我们就永远活在神的爱中，
then we will be forever living in the love of God.
神叫你不可吃，吃的日子必定死。
God said you shall not eat it, on the day you eat it you will die.
那你又要吃。
And yet you still want to eat it.
你等于公然背叛神。
Then you have purposely offended God.
所以啊，就必须受神公义的审判。
Therefore you must be subject to his judgment.
所以人犯罪了。
Therefore man sinned.
就是死。
And the punishment is death.
啊，也就是圣经所说的死，就是人是有神的生气在我们里面，神的灵。那这个神在我们里面生命就与神隔绝了，这个死就是与神的生命隔绝了。
We have the life of God in us because we have the breath of God in us, but when God has judged us to die, then we have departed from this breath or this life of God.
就如一棵树的树枝离开树干了。
Like unto a branch of a tree, the branch has broken off from the tree.
约翰福音十五章主耶稣讲得很清楚，我是真葡萄树，你们是枝子啊。
In John chapter 15, the Lord Jesus explained this very clearly. He said he is the vine and we are the branches.
枝子一旦离开了树，就跟生命的根源隔绝，它就慢慢枯干，然后被丢在火里烧了。
And when the branches were broken off from the vine, the branches would wither and die.
所以亚当违背了神的命令，就受了神公义的审判，那个时候他如同树枝离开了树干。
So when Adam sinned, he received the judgment from God, and at that time he's likened to a branch broken off from the tree.
他的属灵生命已经跟神隔绝。
He has his spiritual life has already been separated from God.
亚当虽然在活了930岁就死了。
Although Adam lived to the age of 930,
亚当活了930岁，从什么时候开始算？
When do we start counting the age of Adam since we said he lived up to an age of 930?
不是受造的时候。
It is not from the day that he
人没有犯罪，没有死。
Before man sinned, there is no death.
是亚当活到930岁，是他犯罪的时候，跟死人的生命隔绝，所以人活着好像离开树干的树枝，暂时的清脆，哎，到肉体时等于完全枯干了一样。
We started counting the age of Adam's, the day that he was cast out of the Garden of Eden when he sinned. And when a man has sinned, he is likened to a branch being broken off. And when he died, it's likened to the branch dying.
所以我们必须要保守自己在神的爱中。
Therefore, we must preserve and keep ourselves in the love of God.
哎，我们要顺服神。
We must submit ourselves to God.
我们就享受永远的生命。
Then we shall enjoy eternal life.
我们在伊甸园就天天可以跟神面对面交通。
And we will find ourselves in the Garden of Eden and having communication with God every day.
一旦我们背逆了神。
Once we have offended God.
背叛了神。
We have betrayed God.
等于公然与神挑战。
Then we are publicly challenging God.
希伯来书三章告诉我们，我们要将起初这个信心坚持到底。
The book of Hebrews chapter 3 tells us that we must hold on to the faith that we have in the very beginning.
那我们在耶稣基督里就有份了。
Then in Jesus Christ we shall have a part in Jesus Christ.
如果你存着不信的恶心离弃神，
If you have evil in you and decide to leave God,
那就跟亚当的遭遇一样。
Then your ending will be the same as Adam.
必定死。
You will die.
所以我们今天确实神的爱、神的恩典能够拣选我们进入神的教会。
Indeed, it is the grace and the love of God that He has elected us to be in His church.
在神的设置的伊甸园里面。
And we find ourselves living in the Garden of Eden instituted by God.
我们就应该要感恩，要珍惜。
And we should give thanks and we should treasure our days.
要好好的修理看守伊甸园。
And we must till and keep this Garden of Eden.
不但伊甸园不但指着教会，也指着我们每一个人的心地。
The Garden of Eden not only refers to the church, it also refers to the heart of all men.
让我们的心像伊甸园一样。
Let our heart be likened to the Garden of Eden.
有生命的河在我们里面。
Let a river of life flow through us.
有珍珠、黄金、宝石，就是有神的真理。
Let there be gold, bdellium, and onyx stones in us.
我们都能够结出各种果子出来。
And let us bear different kinds of fruit.
我们都能够悦人眼目。
And let us be pleasant to the sight of all.
让人家一看就知道这个是信耶稣的，这个是真耶稣教会的信徒。
Let us see that we are Christians and we are members of the true Jesus Church.
我们的言语、行为都好做事，都能够使人得到保佑，得到造就。
Our words and our deeds becomes a testimony so that we can edify others.
我们能够享受永生。
And we shall enjoy eternal life.
唱诗174首。
Let us sing hymn number 174.